It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, content manager for the WEKU stations. Let's start with a call from the listener comment line, listener Dave.
I'd like to comment on your Eastern Standard on the eclipse. The last 20 minutes was very instructive. Two things. Number one, the professor from Western Kentucky University. And number two, the gentleman who called about Alaska. It convinced my daughter and I to go up and view it. And 99% wasn't 100, as the professor said. And it did make a big difference. So kudos to both those gentlemen and Eastern Standard.
Here's an email from Lisa in response to the Encore Eastern Standard show about Kentucky history that we aired on the weekend before Labor Day. She writes, "Someone asked you about Cane Ridge Shrine. Located in Bourbon County outside Paris, Cane Ridge Meeting House is the site of a key camp meeting revival from the Second Great Awakening. The reason it was significant to your conversation is that it included people across class, race, and gender lines in an unusual way for the time. The church at Cane Ridge is the largest log church in the eastern U.S., and its architectural history reflects the congregation's struggle with slavery and racism." And this from a listener choosing to remain anonymous.
You all could do a good news story through NPR on the availability of workers in Texas. If they exclude the illegal and undocumented Mexicans, I think they're going to have trouble rebuilding. And it would be a wonderful news story to coincide with Trump and this other stuff happening on immigration.
We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time, WEKU at eku.edu. Post on Facebook or send a tweet or leave a voice message, 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 6:49 or 8:49 or at 5:33 in the afternoon on 88.9 WEKU.